Hello, everyone, and welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast, episode 5. I'm your host, Pete Castanas, and this program is sponsored by Lincoln Carpeting.
When you're thinking Lincoln, better carpeting, well, let's call National 29000, National 29000.
And now we are back. Thank you, everyone, for joining me for this episode. Today, I will be talking about Salerno cookies, and I will talk about other things as well on this show. First of all, those cookies were my absolute favorites. And there were two kinds. I'm sorry, there were two cookie companies in Chicago at the time when I was growing up. There was Salerno. And there was Maurice Lanelle. I love Maurice Lanelle cookies as well. And my favorite were the pinwheels. And I believe there were these cookies that had the cherries in the middle. I will go into more detail about Maurice Lanelle cookies in another episode. Right now, I'll be talking about Salerno cookies, especially the butter ones. I will run you down a list of what the other kind of cookies that Salerno manufactured. And here we are. First of all, we have the butter cookies. I love the butter cookies, but my two absolute favorites were Bonnie Shortbread and Royal Stripes. I love the Royal Stripes because they were same as the fudge stripes that Keebler makes. They make them now, but there was something special about the Royal Stripes. They were more rich chocolatey flavor, and it was delicious. I love them. I wish they brought those back. Also, they also made coconut bars, vanilla wafers, Royal Graham crackers, Astro creams. They were sandwich cookies and vanilla flavor, of course. Chocolate chip, oatmeal, ice oatmeal, the gingerbread cookies. And at Christmas time, they had the jingles. Oh, those are good. They still make those around the holiday season. You can still find them. Let's see what else. They made fig bars, just like Fig Newtons that Nabisco makes, macaroon crisps, chocolate and vanilla sundae, sugar cookies, royal bonbons, royal strawberry mallows, probably marshmallow filled in there, almond windmill. Those are good. Peanut butter flavored. Angel cake, coconut crisp, assorted cream sandwiches like chocolate and vanilla, and oh, of course, saltine crackers and the oyster crackers that you put them in your soup. And let's see, they had Holly Hobby mini cookies that came out about in the 70s. I remember those. Graham crackers and scooter pies. I remember the first time I saw scooter pies was on Laverne and Shirley. Penny Marshall ate those, and they were probably made from another company, but Salerno made those. I never had those as well. Okay, and let's see what else. So they're still around, but they've been sold to another company. But according to most people that I see on social media, the recipe has changed and it's not the same. So that's a shame about what happened. But you can still buy them in the store. You can get them at Jewel or any other Walmart, of course, and Target. I remember my mother bought them when I was growing up in Jewel. They were available in Hilo, Dominick's, Eagle, mostly at those stores as well. So the funny thing about these, a lot of people remembered when they placed the Salerno butter cookie on their index finger, and then they eat at the ends, which is kind of fun. I did that too as well, but my favorite thing to do with them is get a nice big cold mug of milk and just dunk them in. Sometimes two at a time, one at a time. Oh, sometimes I overdid it and I eat like almost 10 of them, and it felt good but sick at the same time. But they were delicious, absolute delicious. Oh. So that's the company was first located at 4500 West Division Street on the west side of Chicago. And it was at an Art Deco building. They tore that down about a few years ago, which is a shame. And then they moved operations to Niles, Illinois. And people said they went, people that live in the surrounding areas love the smell of it. And it was the same way for my old neighborhood in Ashburn, where Nabisco, they still have the factory there. And you, the people that live around there, they have the aroma floating around. Oh, and they tell me they love that. And I knew a lot of people and their parents worked at that factory at Nabisco on the southwest side of Chicago. So I would say that Salerno cookies were the best. I don't know about the, what was that called? The jingle. Yeah, the jingle about that. I'm going to look that up and tell you about that. Let's see. Look it up. I posted, you see, I wrote a story about Salerno cookies on my blog about 2 years ago at vanishedchicagoland.blog. If you miss it, you can read it. Let's see. So there's always someone on Facebook or Twitter that would write the jingle. Oh, here we go. And here it is. Mommy, what is it, dear? I want a Salerno butter cookie. That's pretty much I remember from other, what people say, but they also remember the real jingle. And I think they played it on the radio probably before I was born. And I remember they advertised Salerno cookies during Bozo Circus on WGN Channel 9, also on Channel 32. And one commercial I remember, you can find this on YouTube, is a talking teddy bear. And he was advertising Salerno chocolate chip cookies. And I think the bear, I think they sold teddy bears, I believe, just like what they did with Cuddly Dudley with the Chicago Tribune during the 60s. So I did find one teddy bear on sale on eBay. I think it's gone now. So it's not as well known as other gimmicks they do with food. Okay. That's all for now for Salerno cookies. So I will talk about some other things. Some posts I did for the past week. Let's see what we do. I'll go back just a few days. And let's see what we have. Oh, here we go. There's a restaurant that I posted last week. It was called The Bakery Restaurant. It was located at 2218 North Lincoln Avenue in Chicago. And it was famous for their recipe for beef Wellington. And the owner and the chef, his name was Louis Sosmarthy. I can't pronounce his name. I know he published a cookbook. It was called The Bakery. He had his picture on it, and then he was well known to a lot of Chicagoans during the time. And I heard the food was excellent. He specialized mostly in Hungarian food because I believe that's where he's from, from Hungary. And like I said before, they loved the beef Wellington, and a lot of people followed that recipe in his cookbook, and they said it came out excellent. So to be honest, I never had beef Wellington in my life. I would like to try it. And maybe someday if I buy the book, I can try cooking it. So we'll see about that. Next thing I want to talk about is, let's see. Oh, okay. Next restaurant I will talk about is Barney's Market Club. And that was located at 741 West Randolph Street in Chicago in the West Loop. And the most famous saying that the owner of the place would say, "Yes, sir, Senator." You know, when I was interviewed on a radio show, someone called in and mentioned that, and I had no idea about it because I wasn't familiar with the restaurant. And a lot of people loved the place. The food was excellent. It entertained a lot of politicians, tourists. They loved the place so much. And so I found a couple pictures of it, and it lasted for a long time. It's gone now, so they still remember that saying that the owner said, "Yes, sir, Senator." Another thing I like to talk about is I posted a photo of a CTA bus. It was in a painted by in the bicentennial around 1975, 1976. And the photo has of a CTA bus passing the Goldblatt store on State Street. And I found that photo and it was gorgeous. I remember the bus route. I used to take that when I worked at City Hall in the 1980s. And Goldblatt's, my mother shopped there in the 60s and 70s. She didn't go to downtown much when we moved out outside the city, but near the suburbs. And then she shopped at Goldblatt's, which was located 79th and Cicero. And that store was there for years, many, many years. So the next thing, here's an item that a lot of people are not familiar. It was a restaurant called The Fabulous Mr. Adams. And I found a menu of that. I never heard of this place. And I always love to find obscure places. Like some people remember, some people don't. And this restaurant was located at 4570 North Broadway in Chicago on the north side. It's near a community college. I don't know which one it is. Is it, I don't think it's Wright College. I think it's Truman. Someone could correct me that. And I just love looking at menus from the 50s, 60s, 70s of the price. You compare the prices today and the food items. Sometimes they're mostly the same, but some they add recipes that nobody makes anymore. So another picture I posted this week was Demet's Candies. And he was a Greek immigrant. He came here probably the early 20th century, maybe the late 19th. And he opened a candy store in the Chicago Loop. And they spread out like wildfire. And his most famous item was turtles. You can still buy turtles, I believe, at Fannie Mae. But from what I understood, people mentioned that the turtles that Demet's came out were excellent. They were just wonderful. Wonderful. Let's see. Another thing I posted was a restaurant called Cricket's Restaurant, and that was located at 100 East Chestnut Street, right near Water Tower Place. That was very popular. I think it was opened in the late 70s and it was through the 1980s. Right now it's a hotel. I don't know the name of it. Maybe I could look it up and I will tell you. I'll be right with you because I believe Ditka's Restaurant is there. Okay, here we are. Yeah, Mike Ditka's Restaurant is right there. And it's a, let's see, I don't know what kind of hotel. Oh, it is called the, let me get it, be right with you. Yeah, Mike Ditka's Restaurant is next door. It's the Tremont Hotel. And I remember seeing advertisements about this restaurant. They are matchbooks available on eBay. So I did a little digging on the restaurant and I heard it. The food was excellent there. You know, it's touristy. A lot of tourists like to eat it. I think Ditka's opened maybe at the same time next door or I don't know, after it closed. I have no idea. I wouldn't have any idea of that. Let's see what else. Oh, another, here's the last photo I posted on my Facebook page on Van Chicagoland was B. Dalton Bookseller Store. That was you had two bookstores in the Loop that were well known. Well, actually there were three. One was Croc and Bertano's on Wabash Avenue. Everyone loved that store. I will talk about that bookstore on a later time, go into more detail. The other one was B. Dalton Bookseller Store. And the other bookstore, it was called Stuart Brent, I believe. I don't know much about it, but a lot of people remember it. I think it was there from the 50s and 60s. So the photo I posted for B. Dalton, it was located on Wabash Avenue. I don't remember the exact address, but it used to be Altman Camera store. And that it was located previously some other location somewhere. I'm sorry. And I think maybe if it moved or closed and B. Dalton moved there, I think B. Dalton moved there about in the 70s. And when I worked downtown in the 80s, I used to visit two of those bookstores, Kroc and Brentano's and B. Dalton. So I would go to Kroc Brentano's first, and then I go to B. Dalton. And B. Dalton had a, when you go inside the lobby, it was like really wide. And I remember the stairwell was way in the back, and they had the magazine racks up front. I liked the store very much. I used to also frequent B. Dalton at Fort City Mall on the Southwest side where I used to live. And so when I posted this photo of B. Dalton, which was a store located at 645 North Michigan, a lot of people just comment on the man that was passing by, which I don't know. I never pay attention to that, but they were asking, who is this guy? What is he doing in front of the store? And but a lot of people like looking at the photo of the bookstore. And I just enjoy reading comments from people. Sometimes they're hilarious. Sometimes they're sincere and kind. Others get a little out of hand and they get nasty, or they just tell bad jokes about it. But I just let it slide. You know, I just enjoy reading them. So that's it for this episode. I will talk about more on my next episode. I'm trying to find time to do my podcast because it's hard to do it during the day. I usually do it at night when it's quiet, but I have this opportunity to record it right now. So I'm glad you enjoyed the show, and I will talk to you soon. This is Pete Castanis with Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast, and hope you will join me for episode 6. Take care, everyone, and bye-bye.